The real estate market is hot, but you already know that. What you may not know is that RE/MAX Concepts offers you a way to receive priority access to hot new listings. Why? So you don't miss out on the home of your dreams. Don't take a chance with outdated information. Check our home finder system at realestateconcepts.net. Don't miss out. Get priority access to hot listings today. realestateconcepts.net.
How are organizations investing in their future? Many are choosing to invest in their people in the same way they invest in new equipment, facilities, and IT systems. That is one of the wisest investments you can make. How do you determine training needs? Turn to the award-winning professionals at Taro International for a complimentary needs assessment and gap analysis. Visit taro.com, that's T-E-R-O.com, to learn more. This is Ro from the Taro team.
Hey, welcome back to the Friday edition of the Business News Hour. Several months ago, we talked about food insecurity here. What is it? That's a good question. And we have Michelle Book from the Food Bank of Iowa, and she shares with us the pain, frustration, and health concerns that thousands of Iowans face each and every day. While Iowa feeds the world, Iowans go hungry. Who are they? Where do they live? And what can we do about it? Good questions. Coming up next, Michelle Book.
The business news of the nation, region, and the greater Des Moines metro made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Business law and estate planning, visit creamerlaw.com. And AARP of Iowa, real possibilities for our community and our citizens, no matter the age, aarp.org.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour on this President's Day edition. In studio with us is Michelle Book. She is the president and CEO of the Food Bank of Iowa, and just returning from a vacay, and we're going to be talking about not that, although we could probably spend some time talking about that. It'd be kind of fun. Michelle, welcome to the Business News Hour. Nice to have you here.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you for asking me.
This is an incredible story because we are living in a state which happens to be the state that is known for feeding the planet, with corn and soybeans and hogs and cattle, and those commodities are things that we export on a regular basis here. Yet, from all indications that I see, food insecurity in Iowa is something that's real and increasing. Can you talk to that?
Absolutely. And in Iowa, and I come from a farm background and worked in corporate America and ag companies, we do a great job of feeding livestock in Iowa. We don't do a really good job of feeding people in Iowa. There's not a lot of produce grown here, fruits and vegetables, that kind of thing. People that are food insecure, and I think it's important to understand the definition of food insecurity first. People that are food insecure do not have regular, consistent access to enough food to live a healthy life. Period.
Period.
So those individuals suffer from something called food anxiety. They
wondering how they're going to eat or where
they worry about where their next meal will come from. And when you suffer from food anxiety, these folks are more likely to overeat when food's presented to them, or when they have available funds, they will go to the store and buy food that is carb rich, calorie dense, low cost food. So the quality of the food will diminish before the quantity.
And all of this has a health consistency issue, too.
It does indeed. I had a conversation with a doctor not too long ago and a physician of many years. And he said, well, these people don't need food assistance. They need to go on a diet. They're all overweight. And I think that is a common misconception that these people, that they choose poor foods or that they could make some different decisions. But when you're left with a very tight budget and a family to feed, most often, the food that's purchased at the store are carbohydrates because they go further. Fruits and vegetables, lean proteins are incredibly expensive. And when you live primarily off of carbohydrates, you tend to gain weight.
Wow. Michelle Book, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the Food Bank of Iowa. And, at least a primer there on food insecurity. Lots of individuals look at this and they say, well, that's an urban problem. But it's not, is it?
No, it's not an urban problem. It's a problem that exists in every community across the United States in one degree or another, but it's certainly very prevalent in rural Iowa. Today in rural Iowa, I think we have a lot of people that are staying close to home because they want the support of their family, but they don't have good paying jobs close to home. Many of the folks that we serve in rural Iowa are working, but they're working 7 1/4 jobs and just can't make ends meet.
For many people listening to this, Michelle, they would say, well, wait a minute, how does all this square? We're having record sessions on Wall Street. There's never been more money in the pipeline when you're an investor. People are making millions and millions of dollars in the markets. How in the world is it that we can have food insecurity or people that don't have enough food?
Well, when the recession cured for many of us, it didn't for those that were on the very lower rung of the ladder. The divide between the haves and the have-nots has gotten wider. And those folks that are at the bottom, just struggling to survive, those are the people that are food insecure.
And how does the Food Bank of Iowa fit into this? What is it that you do to alleviate some of the issues that are out there when it comes to food insecurity?
Well, the Food Bank of Iowa is really a wholesaler of food that's been donated. We look every day for food that is edible but not sellable, and we ask people to donate that food to us. Food banks were formed. The concept was started back in the 60s when a gentleman in Arizona noticed a woman in a soup kitchen line, asked her, well, how do you eat when you're not here? And she said, well, I go through the dumpster down the street behind the grocery store. So our mission is to rescue food, keep it out of the landfill, and get it to those folks that need it most.
And how do you go about doing that? That's a huge chunk of time and effort and manpower, it would seem.
We move 1 million pounds of food a month through our system, through our warehouse. I've been at the food bank just a couple of years, but the first thing I did when I came on board was to hire 2 food raisers. A lot of nonprofits have fundraisers. We have food raisers. So they are out constantly, day in, day out, working with wholesalers and retail partners to get food into this system. Walmart is a great partner. Aldi grocery store is a great partner. Target is a great partner. Barilla, just up the interstate, I-35, we get a huge amount of pasta from Barilla.
I lived for a short period of time next to an Aldi grocery store. And of course, where I lived, the deck overlooked their trash area, or where they were, their dumpster, is what you would call it. I recall seeing pounds of food being thrown out every single day. And I have to tell you the truth. One day I went over there, and there was like corned beef that was still frozen.
Did you grab it?
I did. I grabbed it, and I called people, and I said, get over here. You know, we got to take this someplace where they can utilize it.
You and my dad. You and my dad. Well, Aldi grocery stores in the last couple of years have formed a partnership with Feeding America. The Food Bank of Iowa is one of 200 food banks across the United States, all of us organized under the umbrella of Feeding America. Aldi has a national agreement with Feeding America that any food they wish to donate, that a Feeding America food bank will come and pick it up from them.
And how do you physically do this work, Michelle? How many people do you have out there in the field going place to place to collect food?
Well, we have four trucks, 4 drivers, but we also have a huge number of volunteers. Mm-hmm. And what we found is it's more efficient, this donated food, to partner it with an agency. In order to move 1 million pounds of food a month, we work with over 500 partner agencies. So with that Walmart and Carol, rather than bringing the food back to Des Moines, we make sure that food goes directly to the food pantry in Carol. So we have a very intricate system that very delicate that moves this food from the donator to the receiver.
And also trying to keep it localized as possible.
Try to keep it as local as possible because this food is very close to expiration. We want to get it to the people that need it as quickly as possible.
Michelle Book, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the Food Bank of Iowa. This is another issue that has to do with food and food insecurity and poverty levels. And are there requirements for individuals to get food from the Food Bank of Iowa? And how do you screen that?
The Food Bank of Iowa distributes USDA commodity foods, U.S. Department of Agriculture, and there are rules that people need to follow in order to receive that food. One of them, they have to fill out a form and meet eligibility requirements mm-hmm. to receive the food. It's very close to poverty numbers that equate to poverty across the United States. We don't ask them to verify that number. Some do, but the Food Bank of Iowa and many of our partners don't ask for verification. We
want them to get the food.
Yeah, want to get the food.
Makes sense. Now, this has all been in the news here recently. There's been changes suggested from the USDA that we'll move away from SNAP, the food stamp program, and maybe move to food boxes where individuals will be given commodity foods. Yeah, you know, I remember, and I haven't said this publicly to anybody, but I remember when there was government cheese, and they would have distribution centers for government cheese, and people would have to line up at these places to get government cheese. Mm-hmm. And the whole aura of that was negative and demeaning. Are we headed back to that?
I think we're at a precipice right now. We can go either way. It seems like our state government and our federal government, they're looking for opportunities. We know with the big tax cut and the new tax law that in order to pay for the deficit, the administration is looking at trimming SNAP benefits, WIC benefits, and other benefits that help support our clientele. So it's very likely that there will be some reduction in SNAP benefits. And just in Iowa, 55% of all those that receive SNAP in Iowa are working. And 42% of the people that receive SNAP benefits in Iowa are either disabled or elderly. Those are big numbers.
They are big numbers. Any idea of what the population segment is? How large is that?
Oh, well, in the state of Iowa, we have about 3 million people now living in the state of Iowa. 11 to 12% of all Iowans are food insecure. Mm. That very closely aligns with poverty rates. All of those individuals are eligible for SNAP, but not everyone takes advantage of SNAP. A very small percentage of those, about 376,000 Iowans are eligible. It's a small percentage that actually sign up for SNAP benefits.
So the relative savings of this aren't really that much.
No, I don't think it's so much the relative savings as it is the optics.
The optics. Everything is about optics these days. Michelle Book, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the Iowa Food Bank and what it is that they do. How can people get involved with the Iowa Food Bank if you're just a guy like me and saying, wow, this is really something that I could get close to because this rings my chime?
Well, thank you for asking that, Michael. There are a myriad of ways that people can get involved. The most prevalent is to go to our website and sign up to come in and sort food. So all this donated food that comes in, we check every single item to make sure it's still safe to eat, and we sort it and we get it ready for distribution. So every day we have people coming into our new volunteer center to sort food. We have a gentleman that is now out on the road talking about Food Bank of Iowa and food insecurity. He was an attorney. He's retired from Jefferson, Iowa, and he's now speaking to Rotary groups around the state of Iowa. We need drivers to go out and pick up food for us and to move it from place to place. So whatever your skill is, if you want to put that to use to help those that are food insecure in the state of Iowa, we'll find a way to put you to work.
Final question. We have seen over the years that the news media from time to time runs stories about food banks all across the metro and Iowa that are running short of supplies because more people are taking advantage of the opportunity to get their food there. Mm-hmm. Is that a reality check, or is that a trend that you've seen as well?
Well, it is. We know that within our service area, we cover 55 counties across Iowa, about 30,000 square miles. Mm. We know today we're moving about 1 million pounds of food a month. We know it should be closer to 1,750,000 or 2 million pounds of food. So we are short today in getting the food out there that we need. So every day it is it's a race to find as much donated food as we can. And when we don't have enough donated food, we use donor dollars to purchase food. And $1 donation to the Food Bank of Iowa will provide 4 meals.
Well, I lied. I said it was the final question, but now you just brought up the other issue. With regard to funding, how is the Food Bank of Iowa? You've got drivers and gasoline and salaries and people. Mm-hmm. How are you funded?
We receive no federal assistance. We receive no state assistance. We receive no assistance from Polk County or Hunger Free Polk County. All of our donations come from corporate sponsors, grants that we submit, and individuals such as yourself.
Hmm. Interesting stuff. It is the Food Bank of Iowa, ladies and gentlemen. We will have links to all of that up on our podcast page as well. Michelle, thank you for doing this.
Thank you for asking me, Mike.
Good stuff. And I'm glad that I finally had an opportunity to meet you. So many people have said, you got to meet Michelle, you got to meet Michelle. So now we've got a done deal.
Well, I'd like anybody to meet Michelle. Come out to the Food Bank of Iowa and meet Michelle, and I'm happy to give you a tour of the facility.
And get to work, for crying out loud. Michelle Book, ladies and gentlemen, she is the Food Bank of Iowa, along with so many of your friends and neighbors. You want to help out, you are being called right now. We'll have a link to all of that up on Radio Blog.